Hello, I'm Sam North, eToro's analyst, and welcome to The Daily Voice. In this podcast, I cover key topics that every investor should know, all within 5 minutes. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now, let's get started. Hello everyone and welcome to The Daily Voice for Friday the 13th of September. Hopefully it's not going to be a too spooky day in markets. Thank you very much, by the way, to Josh Gilbert, who has stepped in over the last couple of the days on The Daily Voice. Just while I've been away, I haven't been too far away from home, but I've been at a hotel in a place called Hook for our popular Investor Global Summit, which was amazing, honestly, to meet everyone in person. So motivational, inspirational, and great to catch up in a nice setting with everyone as well. Hopefully it won't be too long till the next one. Speaking of Friday the 13th, does anyone have any trading or investing superstitions? I want to know them. Send me a message on LinkedIn or Twitter and I'm going to collate the best answers. I always used to have, when I was a trader, a special song I would play after a winning trade. I'll reveal that maybe later on because it is quite embarrassing. What happened yesterday, though, that is why we are here. US stocks, fourth day in a row of gains, by the way. The S&P was up just under 1% with the NASDAQ and Russell up 1% or just a little bit more, with the Dow Jones up 0.6. A little green on the screen, to be honest. Google's up over 2%. Meta above 2.5%. Nvidia positive. Amazon positive. Microsoft positive as well. So a good day for the market in general, but obviously those magnificent seven numbers there doing pretty good too. So it's really continued recent risk on price action that we've seen over the last few days. And while I was away, I was always keeping an eye on it. But yeah, 4 days in a row, fantastic. Some people putting this down to an article from Wall Street Journal's Nick Timiraos, who's definitely worth following on Twitter, by the way, especially during the Fed blackout period. And he wrote an article discussing the rate cut dilemma. And whilst there was no real specific sources that were cited, the market has sort of interpreted the article about potential of larger cuts than maybe the market is expecting right now. So the odds have risen around to 30% for a 50 basis point cut at that next meeting. Elsewhere, data was relatively steady from the US, and we also had the ECB announcement where they cut rates by 25 basis points. So no real shocks there. Their next meeting is October, but as it stands right now, it's pretty unlikely that they're going to cut there ahead of the meetings later on in the year, unless there are any negative growth surprises. And I have to say, at the moment, that doesn't seem to be the case. So October at the moment, probably not looking like there's going to be a cut. Data, what have we got? You've got some French CPI numbers, I guess, worth keeping an eye on, especially with Europe being the bigger picture there as well. You've got Eurozone industrial production, you've got some US trade numbers, and you've also got the preliminary figure of the University of Michigan as well. So little, a fourth positive move in a row for risk assets. Treasuries were down, crude was up as well after a poor week last week, and the US dollar was down a touch too on the sort of dovish reaction as well that we've seen to potential rate cuts. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend, and I'll catch you all on Monday.
You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.